Okay, we are continuing Nefesh HaChayim, Shaar Daled, Perek, Tes Zayin. Rechaim Volozhiner has laid down the Yesod that whenever we learn Torah, whenever we're engaged in learning, whenever a person surrounds himself by Limud HaTorah, so that Limud HaTorah, that ability to sit and learn, it automatically, again, not because we necessarily choose so, but it creates a ruchnius environment around somebody which removes his tirdos, all the things which hold him back from further growing in his ruchnius and in his learning. As we gave the mashal last time, as the Mishnah in Perkei Avos is a mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that meaning that the more mitzvos that you do, it further enables your lifestyle to accomplish and do more mitzvos, and therefore learn more Torah. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Right? It's one thing builds onto the next. And therefore, that ties into, we'll discuss in a little bit, about parnasa and working and things of that nature as well, of hishtadlus, of trying to support oneself and one's family. So it says, Rechaim Volozhiner picks up, again, we're in the middle of Perek Tezayin, or in the paragraph that begins with Ukefi. So he says the following. Ukefi Erech HaKibol Asher Yikabel of Ol Torah. And according to the amount that a person accepts upon the yoke of Torah upon himself, be'emes u'bekal karcho, truthfully and with all his might, kein lefi zeh ha'erech yisiru v'yaviru mimenu tirdos in yonei zeh ha'olam. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn removes from him all the tirdos, all the troubles, all the things which are difficult for him in this world. As we said, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon and Perek Gimel, it's not a din in schar. It's not a din that because he learns Torah, therefore as a reward, he'll have less things which hold him back, less things which make it more difficult for him to earn a parnasa. It's not a word that, oh, if I learn more Torah, I'll have less emails. If I learn more Torah, I'll have less stress in Agmas Nefesh with my stocks or my work or whatever it might be, or my workers. Rather, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a metzias. Like the metzias today, because it's a stira. It's a contradiction in terms. If a person accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah with all his might, l'shma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you don't need this for your growth. It automatically becomes removed from him. So this is not a din in the discussion, which we will have in a little bit, about whether a person should learn in kollel, go to college, have a job. This is not that at all. This has nothing to do with that. This doesn't matter what a person does for a living, because what Rechaim is saying, that we're irrelevant of what you do for a living, but everyone has tirdos, everyone has things which hold him back from growing and learning things which are in this world. But if a person is mekabel old Torah, the kol kocho, it removes some of those tirdos in his world, which is an incredible yisod in and of itself. And he says, "Shmira al Yona chofefes alav," and there's a greater shmira protection which hovers over him. Who keben hamiskate aloviv? This is like a son who sins to his father against his father. Aloviv oselo ritzono umashlem lo kochav. So, but yet still, the father gives him everything that he needs. As we say in the Gemara of Avodah Zara, call osik b'Torah Hakadosh Baruch Hu osel lo chefza. Whoever is osik in Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu does everything that he needs. V'chein isav b'medrash tehillim, as it says, Amru od sham shekotzav b'Torah v'shone b'neviim v'mishulosh b'ktuvim. Says a navi and ktuvim shekal osik b'Torah v'chasav masichim. All his possessions will find hatzlacha. And he quotes the medrash in Mishlei or Mishlei Rabasa, so Parsha Ches, the pasuk of the Yafik Ritzon Mahashem. That was a mean who calls him Mumafik Torah Umelamdo Merabim. Whoever learns Torah, right, he points out, he expresses Torah, and he teaches it Berabim. Here, Yitzhak Sirotskin on his footnotes just questions why it's Melamdo Berabim, as opposed to, as we have not yet made that Nakuda and that differentiation anywhere else yet so far in Shaar Daled, that there's a difference between teaching Torah b'rabim versus teaching Torah b'yachid, or learning Torah b'yachid. where the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that a person that a kiyum of limud Torah is malame Torah, right? That when a person, the ultimate fulfillment in one's own personal limud Torah is when they come to be malame Torah. I remember Maisa Shahaya many years ago, about 20 years ago, after my first year in teaching, I was misupik whether or not I should go back to full time learning or not. So I remember I spoke to Rav Herschel Reichman, Shlito Yishlev and Buell, one of the YU Rosh Yeshiva, and I was at the time had a very nice relationship with him, and so I was speaking with him about whether or not go back to learning, teaching, chule. And I remember he said to me this Rambam, and he said, Shimon, he says, who says that when you teach Torah, it's any less than when you're learning Torah? That teaching Torah is the ultimate fulfillment of learning Torah. Right, and therefore, it could be that's perhaps what the Medrash is pointing out here, what Chaim is pointing out, that the ultimate fulfillment is then if a person is malamdo to berabim. So it says the Medrash, afani be'is ratzon nafik lo ratzon. Likewise, when he wants something, then I will do his ratzon. Right, it's like the Yisod Gadol that Rav Henoch Leibowitz Zal pointed out, Rashi v'Chavetz Chaim, that when people were always concerned that how can you go out and do kirov. You're going to go to this place and that place, that perhaps you're putting your children in ruchnia spiritual danger. Then, like, why are you allowed to go out to Yenemsville to go to Kiruv? As many of the Chafetz Chaim Kolim do, and the Yeshivas do, they go out to all different places to Kiruv. So, Henoch Leibowitz said that, no, he says, you're not jeopardizing your children. He says, when you take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, he'll take care of your children. When a person does, when a person is osek in these things, and this is the, and they're doing it again, Lashma, the Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, likewise as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of your needs. So he says, and his all thing that he needs will be prepared for him always. That a lot of extra effort and things of that. We say, now, what this again is implying that if a person is engaged and he's makabel el Torah, he'll have everything in front of him. He doesn't have to do anything. Okay, so this begs the question, the million-dollar question that Gemara and Brachos discusses, is whether or not is it better for a person to not have a parnasa, or is it better for a person to be engaged in limud haTorah? Right, I'm sorry, as a parnasa and also to learn Torah. The famous machlokes right there in the Gemara. So Chaim Volozhiner does paskin in Shar Aleph Perichas earlier on that the Gemara there in Lamed Hayam Abayz and Brachos says that many tried to do like Rabbi Shmuel and they were successful. That they worked and they also learned. Many like tried to do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who said a person should only learn, and they were not successful. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner there, earlier on in Shar Aleph, discusses that there's a difference between the Rabbim versus the Yachid. That when it comes to the Rabbim as policy, of course we can't have that. Can you imagine a Klal Yisrael where everybody sat and learned? It's a nice concept, but we wouldn't function. You can't have an entire society that every single person is sitting and learning Kolo. That's not a functional society. That never existed ever. And perhaps it was never ever meant to be, right? In the Midbar, it didn't exist, right? The Shvatim, wasn't set up that way, right? That's not a concept that all of Klal Yisrael should be sitting and learning. However, the Yachid, that's different. That's different. Right? There's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel in Perek Yigimel, where the Rambam says that that Shevet Levi was traditionally the Shevet that sat and learned. It says the Rambam there, the Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, that not only Shevet Levi can become that, rather anybody can become Shevet Levi. But again, we're talking about Yechidim. We're not talking about a Rabbim. We're not talking about as a policy. Right? As a policy for Klal Yisrael, for the world, it's not a healthy policy. Lo also Yado, says the Gemara. It doesn't work. Right? It's not meant for the Haman Am, for everybody to sit and learn. There's a very famous Maisa with the Al-Sheikh, or Moshe Al-Sheikh, that's how that one of the great Kabbalim, great Perish on Farshan on Torah, in the times of the Al-Sheikh, he was giving shir once in his shul, And the Alshich was going on and on and on about a person has to have bitachon, and this idea, these midrashim, these zohars, is sitting and learning, and mekabel ol Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. And there was a simple water carrier in the back of the shul who was there sitting, saying Tehillim, and he was listening. He happened to be here for those few moments, saying Tehillim, and he heard the Alshich's shir in the back, and he became so inspired, and he went home. And he told his wife, he said, that's it. I'm not working anymore. We're going to have bitachon. I'm going to sit. And even though he didn't know how to open a gemara, he didn't know how to learn one word, he said, I'm going to sit and say tehillim all day long. And kachav, he sold his horse, he sold his wagons, he sold everything, nothing, like whatever he needed to do just to live. And he sat and he learned. And he's sitting. I'm sorry, he sat and said tehillim. Day after day after day, saying tehillim. But yet, nothing's happening. The imam had no money. His wife comes to him day after day. What's going on? With no food, with no money. They feed the children. Everyone's starving. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. I'm doing my hashtadlis. I'm saying Tehillim. I'm doing whatever I have to do. One day, there was a prince going through the forest. And on the prince's horse, he had, you know, in his saddlebags were, you know, filled up with golden coins. And as he was going through the forest, so he got ambushed by robbers, and they killed him, and they shot him with arrows as he was going through the forest. But as he fell off the horse got so scared, the horse took off, and it started running away, and it outran the robbers. The horse wandered into the backyard of this water carrier. The water carrier's wife all of a sudden starts screaming, you gotta come out here, you gotta come out here. The water carrier goes out, and there, standing in his backyard, is a horse with no name, no simon, nothing, with a full saddle of golden coins. And he was rich for the rest of his life. Now, in the chabura of the Alshech, who was there in that original morning when he was saying over that shir, that shmuz, of these inyanim, so there was one of his great talmidim were there, and this talmid said, hold on. If that simple water carrier can have such basic emunah and he can't learn a word, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for him, look at me. I'm a Talmid Chacham. I'm somebody, I'm the Talmid of the Alshech. Certainly it'll work for me. So same thing. So he stopped whatever profession he was doing, sat and learned and learned and learned and learned and learned, and yet nothing. And after a while of starving, again, his children had nothing, he went to the Alshech and said, Rebbe, I don't understand. Why did the water carrier... He just said to him all day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him a saddle full of gold. I'm your Talmud. I know how to learn, but yet I don't have anything. The Alshech said, this concept is in the Gemara is true. That in what Rechayim Volozhin are saying, if a Yachid wants to make Kabbalah upon himself, it's possible. But your Kavanos, your Bitachon, your Emuna, your understanding of what you're doing as has to be so Tahar, V'Kadosh, so full of absolute and utter purity without anything, any taint. You didn't fully have emunah until you saw the water carrier do it. You in and of yourself were not motivated to do this beforehand. It's only because you saw, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in fact give it to him. So again, so this Gemara in Brachos, a person I'm very, very careful with. So while it's true, the Rambam does say that anybody can become a Sheva Levi, they have to be very careful with that. To be very, very careful with that. Again, it's as a hamanam, as a klal, don't pass him like that. So, you know, certainly if a person would want to explore becoming a Talmud or a Shemre Chai instead of a Talmud or a Yishmol, certainly they should ask their own Rebbe if they're ready to mekabel and to become Sheva Levi. Okay, let's finish off the perek. He says, V'yasar al-Kain, and more than that, Elo ha-gamshu atzmo v'adai bo-reach me'akavod u'gudula. Like what he says, likewise, a requisite for achieving this level of engagement with a person's life from Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to be boreach and run away from kavod and gedula. A person cannot grow at all if he is running towards kavod. And his Torah learning will not stay with him. As it says in Pirkei Avos, atavakish gedula atzmecha v'atachmod kavod ki adam asur lo lefanos. Cloud. A person's kavod, he cannot be a Talmid Chacham if he is full of kavod. She just heard, just today, unbelievable maisa. It just happened to hear today. that so that, that we know that when the Chassam Sofer lost his wife, and Chassam Sofer then was suggested as a shidduch to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daughter. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was the previous Gadol HaDor, and they came off Chassam Sofer. So someone suggested that Rabbi Akiva Eiger should Chassam Sofer should marry Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daughter. So he said to the Shadchan, "Who am I to marry the daughter of the Gadol HaDor?" You have to remember, again, Chassam Sofer was not a young man at the time. He was a world-renowned posek. Just, who am I to marry the daughter of the Gadol HaDor? It's impossible. It's passage. It's not for me. I'm a nothing. I'm an Amar Arts. The Shadchan went back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he said to him, "You know, I suggest to the Chassam Sofer to marry your daughter." So, you know, but he said. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said back to him, "You did what? You suggested my daughter to the Chassam Sofer?" He says, "Who is my daughter to marry the Chassam Sofer, the Gadol HaDor?" He says, "It can't be." He says, "The Chassam Sofer, he needs the daughter of a true Talmid Chacham." He says, "I'm only an Am Haaretz." So the Shadchan said, "Great. So an Am Haaretz can marry the daughter of an Am Haaretz. Mazel Tov." And they got married, Baruch Hashem. So the second wife of the Chassam Sofer was the daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Again, it can't be that a person is as full of gaiva and to be miskayim in Torah. On the Gadol Ha'itza Yisbarash, he finishes up. He says, "Notin lo simcha gedula bar karcha." But if a person is engaged in this such a level of learning, the parsha gives him extra levels of simcha against his will. K'mash kasu betanad bel yahusham, baruch ha'makom baruchu b'shababachar b'chachamim u'betamideyhem. They have Yerushalayim in their hearts and their Torah on their mouths. He says, because they have such simcha in their avodas Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them simcha against their will. Kama amram hakasav ach tov hachesed yidufuni kol yimei chayai. Rotzal omar, meaning to say, hagam sheni boreach mehem hema rodfim acharei bali karcha. That a person runs away from these things, away from kavod. A person runs away from tanog and simcha, and a person runs away from pleasures in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to them. He runs after him, Kiviyachol, and he makes sure that person has everything he needs in this world, in Gashmias as well as in Ruchnias. Okay, Rabbi, I have a wonderful night. We'll pick up with Perek Yud Zayin next time.